Proclamation number 0330 of 13th of March, 1938. Judicial power. Bow to judicial authority, and always see in it the emissary of my will. But where the law announces to you that you are to deny faith, there obey the voice of your heart. Because I gave you these, so that you are to recognize what is right or wrong. Who commands you to refute my word? Likewise indicates to him that you remain in my will, and you will exist before my eyes, and I will give you strength to offer resistance to such desire. In a dream I want to announce it to you what your office is, so that you learn to understand which gift I intended for those who do not shrink from an earthly higher power for the sake of my word. Because no matter what, you are untouchable, because you go through this earthly life protected by me, as long as it is in my will. What should threaten you when I myself am with you? And who resists my orders will hardly achieve anything. But a full measure is granted to him who willingly follows me. Because man reaps the reward of his deeds. And so the Lord lets judicial authority apply without exception, as long as it does not run against the divine order. What God sets as ruling over the people is to be recognized at all times. For to lead this people, the Lord commissions the higher power and gave it all justice and all power on earth over the people. Therefore be subject to this power, and you will fulfill the will of the Lord. But if this power is used to act against God's commandments, the ruler has acquired a power that was never given to him by God, and he is rebelling, as it were, against the supreme power to which he himself is subject. Then he forgets his duty, which was intended to fulfill him. He does not guide the people wisely and justly, but leads them away from the right path. He is not a representative of divine power to the people, but is rather in service of the dark powers. Then everyone must find the right way out of himself. He must first and foremost strive to serve God, to fulfill God's will and keep God's commandments. And if he is prevented from doing so by the judiciary, he will have to fight, but always be supported by the Spirit of God, by the Lord and Savior himself. For this world and the beyond, there is only one will, and obedience to it is and will remain the only task of every being until all eternity. The demons try to influence and stir up everything against the word of God. But if they also take possession of the hearts of the leaders of a people, then the right to be right ceases to exist. Then all truthfulness is transformed into lies and deceit. Then the righteous must suffer, and the dishonorable will be honored. Then never again can a people prosper, but it will be deformed in thinking and acting. It does not remain clean and pure, but becomes false and goes into delusion by wrong ways. But it will not last forever. The truth will break its way through, my word will arise again anew among the people, and the divine order will be restored in what is of goodwill and beliefs in me. To those, I myself will give my commandments, which they will faithfully fulfill and thus also save their fellow man from the night of darkness. To send bright light to them, is my love's concern, and if the Spirit searches for truth in me and through me, then brightness will come to him and he will recognize what is right and what is wrong, and he will know how to act right and follow what I command him. Because I alone rule now and always. Amen.